This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, February 15th. God's word to you today is look out. Our scripture reading is taken from James chapter 4, verse 10 from the Voice Translation, and it says, "Lay yourself bare, face down to the ground, in humility before the Lord, and he will lift your head so you can stand tall." Please read Luke 17, verses 7 to 10. The lesson from this passage of scripture is that true servants do not wait for accolades or wait to get patted on the back. The picture Jesus paints in this passage of scripture is as the servant and the master return from work. The master does not excuse the servant from his or her duties because he or she has worked. The master instead demands more service from the same servant. It is only after the master has been served satisfactorily that the servant is allowed to cater to his or her own needs. This is what a lot of us still do to our domestic staff, right? I encourage you to spend more time thinking about Luke 17, verses 7 to 10, and write down other lessons in serving revealed in this scripture. Jesus wants us to have this same attitude of the servant he describes in Luke 17, verses 7 to 10, to do the things he has told us to do. It is strange to have people serving Jesus and yet getting upset for not being appreciated for whatever reason. God shows us in his word that is not serving. If you have done what you are supposed to do, that is enough for you. If you feel like nobody appreciates you, know that God appreciates you. Hebrews 6 verse 10 says, "For God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers as you still do." However, God is saying, in your heart, do not seek accolades when you have done what you ought to do. This is God's heart, and it is really big. So I pray that you understand it. Please read Luke 14, verses 7 to 11. The quickest way to be humbled is to exalt yourself, and the fastest way to be promoted is to humble yourself. What Jesus is saying to us is, take the back seat, and if called to the seat of honor, great. If you are not called to a seat of honor, then why should you have a problem with it? However, if you compare the two positions Jesus highlights in the scripture, you will agree that it is better for you to be called forward than for you to be told to go back. You also should not go to a party, sit at the back seat, and then get upset with the host for not recognizing you. If you are really humble, you will not get upset at all. Instead, you will be content that you are seated where you are sitting. If you're thinking about sitting in the middle, it shows that you still have an issue. Besides, you can still be told to move back. It is best to follow God. Stay where God has put you and let God announce you. It is best. Let us pray. Father, my heart will focus on you and serving you in humility. I humble myself under your mighty hand, and I trust you for lifting. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.